In a vast parking lot in Queens, Red Cross staff and volunteers are preparing and packing food for storm victims. Robert Baltadonna oversees the 275 helpers at this facility, one of four in the area.
We have a combination of bulk distribution, as you can see in the back of me, where we have heater meals, we have fruits, we have packaged cakes, we have water, we have snacks. And on the right behind these trucks right here, we have a fully operable kitchen that is serving hot meals at the rate of 30,000 meals twice a day.
Many of those meals contain so-called comfort food.
For example, last night for dinner, we served a goulash. So this is food that's going to make you feel good. This is food that's going to make you feel at home, because that's exactly our mission. We want to make sure that people feel a sense of normalcy. Even though we understand that they've lost everything, the feeling of sense of normalcy is critical for their recovery.
The Red Cross is working closely with other humanitarian groups, including the Southern Baptist Convention. Their volunteers drove from Kentucky more than 1,000 kilometers to prepare hot meals. Karen Smith oversees the kitchen.
But I don't know that we're making a dent. There's a lot of people in New York.
But she is hopeful.
Wait just a little bit. All you're going to see is smiles, and it's been very trying on us. But you know, we aren't doing it for us. We do it for the Lord.
Nearly 100 Red Cross emergency vehicles, called IRVs, are delivering food to storm-damaged neighborhoods. And double that number of trucks are on the way.
Thank you. It's nice to see you coming.
Red Cross officials say they'll be serving victims for as long as they're needed, while storm victims are anxious to make a hot meal for themselves. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York. Okay.